Welcome, boys and girls, to another week of broadcast from the cabin of Crapper Creek, Alaska. It's the podcast. My name's Glenn, or I'm your lovely host. This week, lovely Maria joins us as we talk sex injuries. We take a look at drunk NFL fans. Got a foodie roundup. Idiot of the day. We'll take a look at the most annoying people we find at the store. Plus, Trooper Cooper from Crapper Creek, the Alaska State Trooper, here to answer questions. We got your nerd news, and we'll play normal or nope all this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
So I was looking at the Google Trends from 2023, the annual year in search. Rundown of the top searches, top news topics, obviously the war in Israel and Gaza, the Titanic submarine, remember that little deal last year? Hurricane Hillary, Hurricane Idalia, and Hurricane Lee. Hurricanes were big. The next five, the Maine shooting, the Nashville shooting, the Maui fires, the Idaho murder trial, and the Canada wildfires. Wow, that kind of sounds bleak. War, climate disasters, shootings, and a Titanic submersible mystery that ended similar to the real Titanic? Wow, really? You people are morbid. I did not search any of those things. I didn't. Top memes, Kevin James, Ohio police girl, folding chair, Smurf cat, Waffle House new host. All right, so top trends, the Roman Empire. That obviously became a thing because men like the Roman Empire, and they say we talk about, when did that? The moon phase trend, the AI yearbook trend, the Instagram notes number trend, the fruit roll-ups trend. These were trends. The top how often Google search, how often searches were, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? How often is the World Baseball Classic? How often is the Blue Moon? How often is the World Cup? How often do trains derail? What? Top recipes, let me see, Grimace Shake, Lasagna Soup, Chicken Cobbler, Blake Cake, and Pumptini. Whatever. Oh yeah, things trended big. Bill's safety, DeMar Hamlin, trended big early on. Remember in the playoffs last year when he had a heart attack there on the field? Jeremy Renner, remember he had the accident? Travis Kelce, of course, because of Taylor Swift, Tucker Carlson, former kid rapper and influencer, death hoax subject, Lil Tay. Jamie Foxx, comedian Matt Rife, Pedro Pascal was popular. Top passings we Googled, Matthew Perry, Tina Turner, Jerry Springer, Jimmy Buffett, and Sinead O'Connor were in there. Barbies were big movie searches. I'm sure boobies were as well. Oppenheimer, Sound of Freedom, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And they kind of follow the trends of what we were watching. Musicians, Jason Aldean, Ice Spice, Oliver Anthony, Peso Pluma, Joe Jonas. Musicians, really? Hold on a second. You're telling me Taylor Swift is not on that list? Athletes, DeMar Hamlin again, Travis Kelce, Brock Purdy, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts. So all football players led the athlete trends. Yeah, you might notice that glaring omission of Taylor Swift. She was probably one of the most searched people of the year in multiple categories, but Google thought it would be lame to just have Taylor Swift at the top of all of them. So they went for trends rather than her. Otherwise, this whole thing would just have been Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift. Blah, blah, blah. Well, let's just hope the Kansas City Chiefs get out early of the playoffs and we don't have to mention her name ever again. All right, it is time again to check in with Crapper Creek, Alaska's resident law enforcement officer. That would be one Trooper Cooper of the Alaska State Troopers, here to answer some of your questions about the law, and we thank you for calling these in.
Yeah, Trooper Cooper, if I get pulled over with a prostitute, the same one you bought the night before last, will you let me go?
Well, I'll start out by telling you, nice try, fellow, because A, soliciting prostitution is indeed a felony, and B, sorry to tell you, but I was not with the prostitute the night before, so yeah, you're going to jail. In fact, it was like three nights ago, to be honest with you.
Hey, Trooper Cooper, got a question for you. If I take my driver's exam drunk, pass, do I now qualify for a higher BAC?
That's a negatory. However, you would qualify to be an Uber driver in Mexico.
Yeah, Trooper Cooper, can you sit in your car drunk with your auto start, Bob, and no key, and not get in trouble to stay warm when it's freezing cold?
Oh, boy, if I only had a nickel for every time somebody told me that lame excuse. Let's see. Let's recap here. You're in your car, the car is running, and you're drunk. So, yeah. Oh, and the part about freezing. Yeah, that only works in the winter. You guys got to stop using that excuse in July.
If you're driving a mini bike, what is it, 50 cc's or under to not have a license?
Well, I'll tell you what, sir. If you're riding a mini bike around town and you're an adult, well, we already know you lost your license due to a DUI. So, yeah, we don't really care. We'll take pity on you and your obvious sad, pathetic life.
Well, we're a couple of weeks removed, still getting some NFL fallout, little stats and stories, figures. Company that makes mobile smartphone breathalyzers got tons of volunteers to submit voluntary blood alcohol readings as they watch their NFL teams from like September through January. In all, they got more than 28,000 unique BAC tests. Surprisingly, Browns fans were middle of the pack. It wasn't a bad year for them, so maybe they curbed the booze a bit. I'm sure other seasons they were higher. In the end, it wasn't clear correlation between a team's performance and how much their fans drink. But Kansas City fans, they believe it or not, drink the least. And they just won the Super Bowl. Average BAC of only 0.05. Now, obviously, yeah, they won the Super Bowl. Washington Commanders didn't make the playoffs. They were number two. Giants didn't make the playoffs. They were at three. Understandable. The Ravens almost made the Super Bowl, but maybe, you know, because of the way they lost, that would probably be a spike. The Chargers, those were the ones that drank the least, though. So who drinks the most? Tennessee Titan fans. Almost 0.09. They didn't even make the playoffs. Steelers were in the playoffs. They were number two at the most. Indy, Falcons, and the Saints. All right, Saints I can kind of see. I would imagine like Denver and the Seahawks are probably the, if they did one on who smoked the most weed. Now remember, these are mobile readings. They weren't necessarily taken at a stadium or a bar, right? But you know, drunk football fans say silly things. Well, this is going to be the Cowboys' year. The future of our franchise is definitely Justin Fields. More Taylor Swift, please. Hey, you, fellow with a Raider neck tattoo, what the hell are you looking at? Screw a quarterback, let's draft a kicker. You know, Terry Bradshaw makes total sense. Man, I wish Joe Buck could call every game. Drunk NFL fans. My fantasy football quarterback is Russell Wilson. Sweet. Hello. I'm Jason Kelsey. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm starving, man. I'm getting hangry. Didn't have my breakfast. Had a little breakfast bar thing, but it didn't quite do it. I need something more. Something more filling. Something with carbs. Something like a foodie roundup. Yeah! And with that said, here is your latest food news. Hey, do you like Trader Joe's frozen chicken pilaf? You might want to hold off. USDA says a recent batch has been contaminated with rocks. Rocks? Is that contaminated? Well, I guess I take out a tooth. I should have said pop rocks. That would have been funnier. Elsewhere, ever wished you had hard taco shells that tasted more like Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Well, they got dessert taco shells. You can get them at the Walmart website. Old El Paso is introducing new Cinnamon Toast Crunch dessert taco shells. You know what? You put a little whipped cream, some fruit, and ice cream in them. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going for those. I thought it was stupid till I thought about that. For some reason, Google searches for coffee is at an all-time high. Last month. Things like bacon-flavored coffee. All right, stop with the bacon thing. That's like pumpkin spice. You're cheating. Coffee-flavored cereal. Latte art. Iced coffee tastings. And latte perfume as well. All right, now we're getting silly. Can I just have a cup of black coffee, please? That's all I want. DoorDash customer actually ordered a single packet, salt packet from McDonald's. No food, just the packet. You know, you get those for free. You still got to pay for the fee and they'll leave a tip, but some people think maybe they did it by mistake or it was a stunt or something, but yeah, it was just a few more weird single item orders people have done. Cup of syrup, 2 ketchup packs, hot sauce from Taco Bell, a fork, just a side of pickles, and 15 slices of American cheese. People are weird. That's what I'm getting at. Hey, would you try Taco Bell's new Baja Blast pie? It's blue pie like Mountain Dew. No! McDonald's now has environmentally friendly uniforms. You mean you can eat them? What's that mean? Sadly, inventor of the Pop-Tarts has passed away. Bill Post at age 96. Does anybody enjoy unfrosted Pop-Tarts? Anybody? It was National Pizza Day, and in the poll, 0% of Americans never eat pizza. Zero. 73% eat it at least a few times a month. 19% don't eat the crust. Okay. And finally, why in God's name are they introducing broccoli-infused chocolate? I guess it's one way to get us to eat broccoli. Maybe. Not me, but maybe you. It's your Foodie Roundup. Yeah!
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
All right, time again for another exciting edition of the Idiot of the Day.
It's time for the Crapper Creek Idiot of the Day.
Idiot of the Day.
All right, I don't know how else just to say this one, but it's good. Somebody should turn this into an after-school special. See, this is why you don't do drugs, kids. 19-year-old in Pennsylvania, Lonnie Beattie was his name, did a bunch of acid. Wow, that's old school. And started destroying the inside of his family's trailer. Well, see, that whole sentence just screams Pennsylvania. About 30 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. Oh, by the way, he also tried to attack several family members, got bit by the family dog in the process because the dog knew he was nuts. Then he got naked and covered himself in cooking oil when the police showed up. Who wouldn't? He jumped off the porch, started running away, running around naked in the snow. They tased him, but he yanked the wires loose, just kept running, eventually went back inside the trailer where they arrested him. Took him a while because it was like, you know, it was like one of those grease pig things at the fair. Only normally you don't end up tasing and handcuffing the pig, but maybe they should add that at the fair next year. Go by the store. I don't mind going by the store. Sometimes I do. And I don't know if I'm just getting older and I've just got less patience for some people at the store. You've already heard me tell you about the guy who goes into the liquor store with the rest of their groceries. Instead of checking it out at the grocery stand, they bring it in there so they can save time while there's one checker with one available bag to put the stuff in. And has to look up any item from the produce department while 15 of us just waiting to buy a bottle of wine are sitting behind you. Oh, I hate that guy. But this might be to an extreme. Next time you get annoyed at the store clerk for allowing somebody, I don't know, to break the old 10 items or less thing or take it into the liquor store. Well, a man named Jesse Garrett was checking out at a Schnucks supermarket in Missouri. I don't know, Schnucks, that's the name of there. He thought Freddy's was a funny name. They've got Schnucks. Anyway, an employee confronted him. He was in an express lane for people who had 10 items or fewer, and he had, like, more than that. But rather than move, Jesse lifted his shirt and showed the employee a handgun in his waistband. Employee backed off. The store called 911. Cops tracked him down. He was still inside. He initially denied having it. But then they found it, yeah, loaded, stashed in a nearby store shelf behind some candy. He left, that's what he did. He stashed his loaded gun behind candy. This guy's a whole different kind of creep. And he admitted to brandishing it. He said, oh, I did it playfully. Uh-huh. Well, by the way, he's a convicted felon, not allowed to have a gun. So now he's got some good charges. So that would be pretty annoying, right? But is it more annoying than, say, the grandma in front of you paying by check? Or having to wait on the employee who takes forever to show up to unlock the deodorant cage? Or totally forgets that you're outside in the cold waiting for another thing of propane? Or aggressive Girl Scouts hawking their cookies at the door? The little brat, is it even worse than the little brat having the meltdown in the cereal aisle? Or you get the two idiots that haven't seen each other in a long time decide to catch up in the middle of the lane aisle with both of their carts blocking everything. Or that customer that has to touch every single apple first. And who the hell decided that only songs from Peter Cetera were okay to play? Please, there's got to be something else out there. Don't get me started on the shopping carts. Stay the hell off my lawn. I'm the guy at the store sent with the list from the wife that thinks he can remember it without the list. Yeah.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Oh, what was I supposed to remember at the store? She said, don't forget to get the... She said, you always forget things. Don't forget to pick up the... I know. I'll call her about something else and she'll say, you didn't forget to pick up the... That's it.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Shut up. You've all done it. Let's talk science. It's time for your nerd news. All right. What are we looking at in the nerd news today? Beef rice, monkeying around, and mutant wolves. That sounds scary. When you eat this, scientists created beef rice. Basically, it's rice with lab-cultured meat grown inside it. The idea is to add protein and make rice more nutritious and feed more people. Oh, fun detail. The beef rice is pink. I don't know. I like beef. I like rice. If I get past the pink part, I think it's all right. Damn! See, that's one of those weird things I might actually try. This is real interesting. A couple of them. A study found great apes tease each other just like us. I don't know what that means. Do they draw penises on each other's face? Or is it just like, got your nose? What are they? Does one kneel down behind the other one while you push them over? I don't know. This is one of the weirdest stories. Mutant wolves. Where else? Chernobyl. That's right. Chernobyl has mutant wolves. However, they have become resistant to cancer. What? Maybe what we all need is just a little more extra radiation. Damn! By the way, science is pushing back on an idea that a shark got a stingray pregnant at an aquarium in North Carolina. They're not closely related enough, so it's probably a rare case of asexual reproduction where the female clones itself. Kind of like Kathy Griffin? Is that... We got some moon news. Another privately owned moon lander lifted off. Everything went as planned. Touchdown. First non-government entity. The company is Intuitive Machines, based out of Houston. In other space news, we found water on an asteroid for the first time. Doctors remotely tested out a new surgery robot on the space station. And someone did a roundup of Valentine's Day, for Valentine's Day, of heart-shaped stuff in outer space. Lonely nerds. I gotta pass the time on Valentine's Day somehow. Damn! That, boys and girls, is your nerd news. Time for a game we call Normal or Nope. I've just got some of these. You just tell me if these are things that our listeners have sent in and they've had arguments with a significant other somewhere, whether it was normal or not. So we are going to be the last line of defense on these. So,
okay, sounds good.
Here we go, sweetheart. First, normal or nope, using a power scrubber or, God forbid, an old toothbrush to clean grout in the shower every month?
A normal.
Okay.
I'm not telling you.
yeah. Wait a minute.
You remember that day?
My toothbrush. Oh, no.
All right. It was the toilet. It wasn't the shower. You're fine.
Oh, geez. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Normal or nope? Imagining revengeful ways to get back at someone before the crap actually hits the fan.
Normal.
You're a vicious person.
These are easy ones.
These
come on.
Are kind of starting to
it's
scare
throwing me.
Throwing
me a bone.
Here's one. I can only get out of bed if the minutes are even, like 6:14. Okay, 6:15.
That's just weird.
They can't get out of bed at 6:15, but they could at 6:14 because it's
that's
an even
really
number.
Really weird.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's a different level of OCD.
That's OCD. Yeah, yeah.
All right, ordering multiple rounds of chips and salsa at a Mexican restaurant.
Normal.
Totally normal. Keep
Yummy.
Them coming. Keep them
yeah,
coming.
Yeah.
Licking the microwave popcorn bag, oil, or salt, or something.
No.
No.
We have Wilson for that.
We got a cat that takes care of all that. Keeping a towel in your shower because you don't like your face being wet.
But the towel would get wet.
Well, you know, like off to the side where it doesn't get wet.
I would say no. I keep it right outside the shower, and you're supposed to get your face wet in the shower.
Yeah, last time I checked.
Yeah, I know. What do you just not wash your face? That's kind of gross.
All right. When walking around a lake, I always walk to the right. Left feels wrong and dizzy.
Wait a minute. What if the direction you want to go in is the wrong direction for the way you're walking?
Well, then you got a longer walk.
Then you can walk all the way around the lake? That is not normal.
Okay.
Let's hope it's a small lake.
Yeah, right? A pond.
A pond.
Normal or nope? I eat mac and cheese with hot dogs, and sometimes I put ketchup in there as well.
Oh, that's tough. I like the idea of mac and cheese and hot dogs.
Okay.
But I don't think I put ketchup in there.
All right, so
I'm going to say 50-50.
All right. Half normal, half nope.
Yep.
Normal or nope? Knowing all your cousins' middle names. What?
That's cool, but nope.
Yeah, I don't know if I know any of my cousins. I know a couple of them.
What's your middle name, shit?
Okay. I'll fix that one.
Oops, sorry.
What do you mean you don't know my middle name?
Glenn Curtis Anderson.
See, the only reason I know any of my cousins' names is when they were getting yelled at. So that's why I'm like
cussed at, yeah.
And finally, normal or no, peanut butter on bread dunked in milk.
You're going to have to answer that because I'm not a peanut butter fan anyway.
Well, yeah, so you wouldn't
be. Would you ever dunk it in milk?
I don't think I would.
What if it had a banana with it or pickles?
Yeah, see, I like peanut butter and banana and peanut butter and pickles, but in milk? No, I don't want to dunk any bread in milk. No.
How would you eat it after that?
Just slurp it?
Catch it? Catch, hold it above your face?
Okay.
Get it. Oh, damn.
All right, you're ruining peanut butter for me. Just stop it.
It was already ruined for me.
Bye.
Bye.
I remember when Elton John came up and we found out what was on his rider. What he requested, what he demanded, he was going to perform here in Fairbanks. He had to have like a white carpet and to have the temperature. There's a whole bunch of stuff on there. I mean, come on. One of the biggest divas in music, right? Great guy. Love me some EJ. Don't get me wrong. But his rider was fairly substantial. So every once in a while, I kind of dig around, try to find some of these. And I found some of the stranger requests by artists and what they ask for. For instance, let's see, AC/DC in 08 when they did their Black Ice World tour, they requested many of the usual rider items, water, soda, coffee, etc. But they also asked for some greenery, 2 live potted trees, height depending on ceiling. They wanted potted trees in their Aerosmith. Request multiple full-length portable mounted glass mirrors for their dressing rooms. Absolutely no booze is allowed backstage. Though they did ask for a draft root beer in a keg, if possible. And for a healthy snack, Aerosmith requested corn on the cob, fresh ears, cooked for 3 minutes only. The Beach Boys, licensed masseuse or masseur, qualified in either Swedish or Oriental deep tissue massage. What they really want? On their working toilets. So apparently they had an issue somewhere. Let's go way back to the Beatles. They were kind of... things were simple. It was simpler times in 65. They didn't ask for much. Four cots, mirror, ice cooler, portable TV, and clean towels. The most important request had nothing to do with the dressing room. It was pretty cool. The Beatles, it was 1965, keep in mind. And they will not be required to perform in any for any segregated audiences. They were not going to perform if it was a segregated audience. Way to go, Beatles. That was before their time. That's pretty cool. Billy Idol, not just chips. Dorito cheese chips, not just chocolate chips. They had to be Chips Ahoy. And he didn't want butter. He wanted, I can't believe it's not butter. Billy Joel wanted sugar-free candy. Twizzlers, red licorice to be exact. Black Crowes, deli tray with turkey, ham, salami. They would also like exactly one whole roasted chicken, no less. Blondie, I was a big Debbie Harry fan. She likes to have fun with hers, though. Two cases of beer, one bottle of red wine, one of white wine, and 1 liter of Grey Goose vodka. Wow. That's pretty serious right there. Bon Jovi, one large urn containing hot homemade low-fat chicken noodle soup. Springsteen requested no less than cinnamon raisin bagels. Chicken fingers, tater tots, etc. Children, family food. He wanted, because he had his kids backstage. That's pretty cool. Cher, she wanted, requested a TV with both VCR and cable. This was some years ago, obviously. She wanted VCR and cable. And access to Turner Classic Movies or AMC. I mean, if you could demand anything, well, I would be like, all right, only green Skittles. You know, that kind of, I would go all out. And some of them do. They'll go just to see if they can actually get it. What, 72 chihuahuas. And a Whopper with cheese. At the end of the landline, how companies are phasing them out. And they're too expensive and blah, 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 blah. Well, thanks to Gen Z, Gen Z may save the landline. So if you're still digging that Sports Illustrated football phone, time to drag it out of the attic. Your teenage daughter might want it. Old school landline phones with a cord are the new trendy, cool thing for Gen Zers now. Retro stuff from the 90s and early 2000s, really big right now in general. Like flip phones, original iPods. Most established adults have ditched their landlines years ago because you don't need one anymore. So the New York Post asked young people to explain their fascination. One girl called them cute and romantic. She said she loves to talk and twirl the little cord. Oh. Says it makes her feel like she's on Sex in the City. But Carrie also had a cordless phone on that show with the antenna. Keep that in mind. The same girl said she has an answering machine too, but couldn't remember the name. She called it a voicemail machine. She said she also likes the thrill of not knowing who's calling because it doesn't have caller ID. Yeah, well, that'll wear real thin. By the way, if you still got, like, the football phone or a Garfield phone, I've got the original Mickey Mouse phone with the old-school Mickey Mouse standing there. Those things are going for, like, over $200 on eBay right now. Gonna get my Gen Z rotary phone rolling again, I guess.
And now, how to dial a rotary phone landline.
Okay.
A Gen Z guide to retro communication. First, make sure your rotary phone is plugged into the wall. Next, pick up the barbell-looking thingy with the squiggly cord attached. It's called a handset. Hold it up to your ear and listen for a dial tone. Next, have the phone number you want to call ready. With your other hand, place your finger into the first corresponding number. Go clockwise to the stop and release.
All right.
Repeat until you've completed the phone number. No more dropped calls, but also no more texting. Get your rotary phone today at the Landline Store. It's not online. It's only available at a place called the mall.
The what? Hi, sweetheart.
How is your day going?
My day is going okay. How about your day?
Same old BS, different day.
Yeah. I saw this kind of right up our alley. You know, people talk about the negative consequences of adult relations. And usually they're talking...
Negative consequences, did you say, of adult relations?
Yes, you know.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, having sex with strangers. You got STD. You got all kinds of stuff to worry about that we don't have to worry about.
Right.
But there's a possibility of also things we do have to worry about, especially as we get older in age, and that is injuring ourselves while having said relations. I found that this is funny. I found a recent survey and asked people about sex-related injuries. I'm going to read them off. And you just tell me the number of them you've, not individually, you don't even have to tell me which ones. All right. First one, bruises. 54% of people say they've ended up with bruises. Pulled muscles, 39%. UTIs, 23%. Back injuries, 16%. Vaginal tear, ow, at 11%.
Right.
I know. Hemorrhoids or anal tear, ow, 5% of that. Here's one.
This is terrible.
Penis fracture or broken penis. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Neither
and then
I.
An actual broken bone. So there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Of those, how many have you experienced?
None.
You've never had a bruise from sex?
No.
A back injury?
Rug burn wasn't on that list, was it?
Yes, rug burn was number one, actually. I left that one out.
Because that one I've had. Other than that, no, I've... never sprained anything during sex or anything else. Yeah. I'm pretty flexible.
All right. You are fairly flexible. I'm going to give you that. And you say rug burn, and that would explain this one. Most hazardous position, doggy style. Well, that would explain the rug burn.
Yeah.
If you're old enough, you probably remember years ago when you'd see a giant 10-foot satellite dish outside somebody's house. You go, wow, they must be rich. You see one out, you see a big 10-foot dish outside now, and you go, oh, they're just too cheap and lazy to get rid of it. There's a new thread online where people are talking about things that used to mean you were upper class that now signal you're lower class. The 35-inch TV. Ooh, wall-to-wall carpeting. Remember that? Ooh, you have wall-to-wall carpeting? Wait a minute, is that Brady Bunch rec room paneling? Remember, is that like a fake lawn like the Brady Bunch? Carpeting in your bathrooms. Remember that? Remember the houses that, wow, look at that. Flip phones. Remember just the car phone in general. Remember when you saw somebody with a, they even made fake ones so you could have the prestige of having a car phone. It wasn't even real. Remember you'd see, ooh, look at that guy. He's on the phone in his car. He must be rich. He is so cool. Now you see, ooh, look at that guy. He's on a phone in his car. What a douche. Yeah, that changed quickly on that one, didn't it? Buying lots of shares of Blockbuster Video, how'd that work out for you? Having a wallet with the long plastic sleeve with all your credit cards, that was always the thing. Dial-up internet, wow, you got it. Water beds, remember? Oh, yeah. Wallpaper. Smoking cigarettes. Oh, you go way back, you know, when people, poor people had horses, rich people had cars, uh-huh. But then again, you know, there's a lot of those lower class things that become upper class, but are still lower class. AKA Kid Rock. Crocs. Las Vegas. Right? That was like, oh, that's up. No. You might think it's upper class, and it kind of was. It's not anymore. Back tats. Back tats. Back tats. Ripped jeans. No. Cheating to get into college. Wallet chains. Remember when those were a thing? I don't ever remember that being upper class, though. It usually meant you were a biker. Terry Bradshaw. Self-brewed beer. How about slapping a comedian? Can we put that one on there? Wow, another great time. Thanks for listening. Make sure to Google search Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. You'll find the YouTube channel. You'll find the general store where you can buy swag. You'll also find our Instagram and Facebook and all the other bullshit that goes along with that, because we're supposed to, we're obligated to do all that. One thing I'm not doing is TikTok, so you ain't going to see my nads, just telling you. Next week on the podcast, we have fun with Sex with a Beer Can. Another episode of Fuck My Life, new words for being drunk, weird things found in the ER, and doing old people stuff. Ha, that's next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.